on my way to Kansas, and it was dark, and I was, you know, all by myself. Wasn't married at that time. And I had the radio on. Any of y'all remember XCRF in Del Rio, Texas, that gospel station that you could, well, I guess not very many folks old as I am here. But they had a program on there from Bethlehem Healing Temple at Chicago. And Sister Maddie B. Poole was in charge of the broadcast. And she had the old folks on testifying that night. Now, I was a young man back then, but she had the old folks testifying. And one of the old saints got to testifying, and she said, she told she was 90-some years old and told about how long she'd been saved. And she said, "The Lord is keeping me going." Amen. Well, that just blessed me all over the place. I got shouting in the car that night. Amen. Just me by myself. But I thank God that down through the years, the Lord has kept me going. It's not been my own strength. It's not been because I've been so smart. And it's not been because I've been so strong. But it's been because He's God. Amen. Praise God. He's my Father. Amen. Praise God. I'm a king's child. And really, you know, a king's children have some advantages that other children just simply don't have. Amen. We ought not be pitiful, act pitiful about being saved. You know, I see some people, you know, I said if some people could sit through some of our testimony meetings and hear all the complaints that the people have, you know what they do? They leave saying, "I got enough troubles of my own, and I don't need none of that." Amen. But I want you to know it's been good to know the Lord. They sang it a while ago about God, and I thought, well, the wonderful thing is I know Him. He's a friend of mine. Amen. Now, praise God. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. And the devil ain't no kin to me at all. Amen. Praise God. And so I thank the Lord today because He has blessed me, kept me, amen, kept me encouraged enough to go with Him. I hadn't shouted all the way. I remember years ago we was at Brother Buster Wilson's at Paducah, Kentucky, and we was just young and had just been preaching a little while, my brother and I, and I remember making a statement that night. I said, if you go to heaven, you're going to shout all the way. And Brother Buster kind of rebuked me after it was over with. He said, "You're not going to shout all the way." Well, I found that out. But I thank God that I've been shouting enough to keep me encouraged to go. Praise God. Amen. The Lord's been doing it for me. Amen. When I made a start with Him, I didn't know a lot of things I was going to face on this journey. But I can say as I look back now, it's been a good journey. The Lord has kept me, and I do thank the Lord. Glad to be in the service today. I'm glad to be here at the mission. Amen. I passed a lot of churches coming up here, but I was wanting to get here. Amen. We have a grandson that... he's talking about the backsliders. We had one get back to the Lord Sunday morning. Amen. Our grandchild. And he had prayed a couple times before, and he'd go right back to the worldly church that he'd been going to, and didn't teach anything. And the last time that he prayed, not this week, but the last time that he prayed, he testified afterward, and he said, "I tried going to another church and thinking I could get by with some things that I couldn't get by with here." Amen. But he went right back there. Well, he got saved Sunday morning, and he's back Sunday night. Amen. So I thank the Lord. This world don't have anything for anybody that's ever known God. Amen. Praise God. So I thank the Lord today. God is still saving. Praise God. Don't give up on your people. Don't give up on your children. Amen. God's probably not finished yet with your situation. Well, let's hold on to God. Amen. All right, in the Bible, in Luke, the 13th chapter, in verse 24. I want to read one verse here. Jesus said, strive. These are the words of Jesus. If you have a red letter edition Bible, this is in red. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Amen. And then go with me back to the book of Joshua. And let me read just one verse here. Amen. If I can find it here. Let's see. It's not in Ruth. So let's see here. Anyhow, Joshua said, let us go up at once. Amen. Let us go up at once. This is in the this is in Numbers. In Numbers. And the 13th chapter. And let's see. Verse 30, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for standing. Amen. And I'd like to preach if the Lord would help me this morning. And incidentally, if he doesn't help me, I'll make an awful flop. Amen. This brother said, you want me to sit on the front row and help you? And I said, probably good if you got up here behind me. Amen. But I realize today, if you can make a good speech, but if the Lord don't help you, it don't amount to all that much. Amen. I want to preach to you just a little while this morning, if God would help me from this thought. You can make it if you try. Amen. And I thank God that he's got a plan that the very least of us will be able to attain to the goal that he set before us. Amen. Now, I know the Bible said, Jesus said, what was he said? Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, or narrow is the gate and straight is the way. Anyhow, it's straight and it's narrow. And he said, there are few there be that find it. Now, that word straight does not mean a perfect line. It means it's difficult. Amen. And you'll find you won't be serving the Lord very long till you're going to find that it's not shouting all the way. And you do meet with some difficulties along the way. Amen. It's a straight way. It's a difficult way. And most people give out before they ever reach the goal. Amen. But I'm glad that this way has been made so plain. Now, Jesus said, how hard it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. He said, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. But he went on to say, with God, all things are possible. Praise God. Now, some people I know, they come to a meeting like this and they look around and they think, well, these were probably always Sunday school children. Amen. In their youth and probably never have been out and know much about the world. But I read where Paul said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? He said, be not deceived, neither idolaters or fornicators or idolaters or effeminate, or abusers themselves of mankind, nor drinkers, nor revilers, nor extortioners. Amen. There may have been some more, but I know all that's in there. He said they'll not inherit the kingdom of God. Do you believe that? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. But I like what he went on to say. He said, and such were, past tense, yeah, such were some of you. Amen. I don't like to boast about what I was when I was in sin and how I lived before I found the Lord. Amen. But I do thank God that God has delivered us from not only from sin, but from the power of sin. Praise God. Someone said, I can't live it. No, you can't. But if you get God just right, amen, if God gives you victory just right, you're going to be able to walk away from the old sinful life and live for God. Amen. You can make it if you try. Now, we've got to remember, we need the grace of God. We need the power of God. We need the Holy Ghost. I don't know anybody don't need the Holy Ghost. Do you? Amen. Some folks have been in church for years and years, and I think they've done a lot more playing than they have praying. Amen. Some folks are chronic seekers. Amen. One man is trying to help him pray, and he finally got so aggravated, he stopped and he said, look, I've been seeking the Holy Ghost for 25 years. Amen. In other words, I know how it's done. Well, What is the object of your prayer anyhow? Amen. Praise God. Well, everybody needs the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Somebody asked Brother John, he said, do you think you can go to heaven without the Holy Ghost? He said, I wouldn't even want to go to Walmart without the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, it's not this is what I'm going to preach on, but Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. Amen. But he gave them the commandment, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I know there's a lot of counterfeit out there. Amen. I remember what I preached on last time I preached up here. I preached on that same poison in the new bottle. Amen. And there's a lot of it going on today. But I thank God for the Bible Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God for Holy Ghost tongues.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
God. Everybody needs it. All right. So Jesus said, this is what you need. If you're going to go, this is what you need. And don't you think that one time you get prayed through to the Holy Ghost, that that's it? That's all of it? Amen. But Jesus said he's going to lead you and guide you. Amen. Praise God. I like to read the book of Acts, and this isn't what I'm going to preach on either, but I like to read the book of Acts, and it says in there that it was the Acts of the Apostles. More correctly, it was the Acts of the Holy Ghost. And I like to read about how God worked with the church, worked with the people of God. Amen. Praise God. Why, Philip went down to Samaria to preach to one black man. Amen. And in one day, he had a revival and a conversion and a water baptizing and a catching away all in one day. Praise God. That's the acts of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. And let me just say this before I go on. The Holy Ghost was God's plan for the survival of the saints when he left here. Amen. That's why he gave the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was survival for the church, survival for the saints. Amen. Thank God. All right. Now, I thought of the scripture. And brother, would you read some for me this morning? Get your microphone, if you will, and read just a little bit for me here. I want you to read back in Numbers, the 13th chapter, and verse 26 through 33. And read what the Bible says. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm still feeling good. Praise God. I ain't jumping up and down, but I might before it's over. I don't mean before the preacher's over, but I mean I might before the meeting's over. Amen. All right. Numbers 13, verse 26 through 33. Now, let me just back up before he reads here. This was when the children of Israel were just outside of the land of Canaan, the land that God promised to them, and They sent some spies over into the land to spy out the land, see what kind of land it was and how big of a battle it was going to be to get there. Amen. And they came back with their report. Now, when they came back with the report, there was 12 that went. And when they came back, amen, two of them had grapes.
Yeah.
Amen. 10 of them had gripes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah.
Now read for me. Read for me.
And they came into the brook of Eshcol.
All right. We came to the brook of Eshcol.
And cut down from thence a branch.
All right.
With
read.
One cluster of grapes.
One cluster of grapes.
And they bear it between two upon a staff.
Now can you imagine a cluster of grapes so big? It took two of them to carry it to camp. All right. Read on.
And they brought of the pomegranates and of the fig.
Now incidentally, who do you think carried these grapes? It wasn't the grippers.
All right.
All right, read on.
And the place was called the Brook Eshcol.
All right.
Because of the cluster of grapes.
All right.
Which the children of Israel cut down from thence.
All right, read.
And they returned from searching of the land.
All right.
After 40 days.
All right. They came back from the search.
And they went and came to Moses, to Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, Kadesh, and brought back word unto them.
All right.
Said unto all the congregation.
All right.
And showed them the fruit of the land.
They showed them the fruit of the land. All right, read.
And they told him and said, we came into a land whither thou sentest us.
All right, we came back from there.
Surely it floweth with milk and honey.
Surely it floweth with milk and honey.
And this is the fruit of it.
This is the fruit of it.
Nevertheless,
I got that underlined in my Bible. Nevertheless,
the people be strong.
They're strong.
That dwell in the land.
They dwell in the land.
The cities are walled.
Cities are walled.
And very great.
Very great.
And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there.
All right, these were the giants. All right, read on.
And the Amalekites dwelt in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan.
All right. Read on.
And Caleb stilled the people.
Now listen, this was the evil report. They had to acknowledge the fact it was just what God said it was going to be.
Yeah.
Amen.
And Caleb stilled the people before Moses.
Then Caleb stilled the people.
Let us go up at once.
Let us go up at once.
And possess it.
And possess it.
For we are
For
well
we are
able.
Well able. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
We are well able.
We are.
Amen. Now notice here, the Bible speaks about how these ten gripers, amen, they said it's a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And the people we saw were of great stature. They were giants. And he said we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight.
Yeah.
Amen. This was the language of the faithless. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But then you go on down a little farther, and the Bible said in the sixth verse of the 14th chapter, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes and spake unto the people, the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into this land. Amen. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us.
Right.
Their defense is departed from them.
Yeah.
And the Lord is with us.
Yeah.
Fear them not. Now this was the language of the faithful.
Yes.
Amen. The faithless was talking about those giants. Amen. About the country it was good, but they said there's so much in the land that we're not able to go. Amen. But then the faithful stood to their feet.
Yeah.
Amen. They said, now we're God's people.
Yeah.
That makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
Somebody said, down to our church we're just a little handful. If it's God's handful,
yeah.
Amen, you got it made.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Why, Joshua and Caleb said, their defense is departed from them.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Praise God.
Come on,
hey, you may say, now, Brother Pete, you don't know what I'm facing, and you don't know what I'm going through. Yes, but I know this. You take one step, and he'll take two. Praise God. How was it when they got Joshua got to the river? Amen. And the Lord said for the priest to dip their feet in the water and start out. And when they did that, that's when God rolled the water back. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You take a step, he'll take two. Praise God. God always does his part. Now, I know there's some things that we have to do. Amen. I don't believe you can be saved by works. Amen. But I believe after you're saved, you earn your keep by works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right. Now, look at the wilderness years. They spent 40 long years in the wilderness. Amen. Just after this, God swore in his wrath, they'll not enter into my rest. Amen. After all that God had done for them. Amen. Now, praise God. When they left Egypt, they left with God. Amen. God became a pillar of fire in the daytime and a pillar of a cloud by nighttime and led them through that wilderness. Amen. God was everything they needed. When they got hungry, he was food. When they got thirsty, he was water. Amen. He was clothes on their back. He was shoes on their feet. Amen. Praise God. Well, if you got him, you got everything you'll ever need. You know, I can remember back, I think we just had four children at that time, but I remember coming in one day and my wife told me, she said, every one of our children need new shoes. I nearly panicked. Amen. You go, and our children was, they you couldn't hardly pass most of the clothes down. Ed Ray was right chubby and Darren was real thin and Cameron had a big wide foot, I think, a triple E we had to get for him. And Darren had a little narrow foot and had to get a size B for him. And so you couldn't hardly pass the clothes down. And when you go buy shoes for your youngins at the shoe store, amen, you'll probably pay more for them than you will for yours.
All right. Come on.
Amen. But God was shoes on their feet. Those children, when they left out, they was some of them were babies. Amen. And as they grew, don't you think, I mean, it's hard to explain except that it was God, but their shoes must have grown as they grew.
Think about it.
Yeah. Amen. Their clothes must have grown as they grew. Amen. You say, I don't believe that. Well, hey, you don't know God. God can do anything. Praise God. And to imagine, God preserved them all these years. Well, someone said, one sister might have said to the other sister, said, sister, you got a pretty dress on. And she might have said, thank you, I've had it 40 years.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Well, praise God. One song said something about the power of the Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I got it. Amen. If you've got God, you've got everything. If you don't have God, you ain't got nothing. No need sticking your nose up in the air. You ain't got nothing if you don't have God. Amen. Praise God. And God sustained them on that journey through the wilderness. Praise God. Amen. I believe he can. I believe he did, and I believe he will. I believe he will for his children. Now, back in the book of Deuteronomy, and the first chapter, and the 30, read for me, brother, if you will. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 31. Amen. Verse 30 and 31. Amen. Read for me. Praise God. Amen. Please don't go sleep on me. Amen.
The Lord your God.
The Lord your God.
Which goeth before you.
Which goeth before you.
He shall fight for you.
He shall fight for you.
According to all that he did for you in Egypt.
According to all that he did for you in Egypt. All right, read.
And in the wilderness thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God.
Yes.
Bear thee as a
you've witnessed this.
Son.
Amen. He carried you.
And all the way that ye went. Yes. Until he came into this place.
All right. Yes. Now these are the words of Moses. Amen. Moses had some dealings with God. Moses had seen God move. Amen. And he was speaking of his experiences in the confidence of the experiences of his past, what God has already done for him. Now, I want to ask you something. Has God done anything at all for you? Amen. When it comes testifying time, if God ain't done anything for you, you have a right to hold your seat. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But if God has done anything at all for you, praise God, you ought to praise him. Praise God, you ought to wave your hand. Praise God. Moses said, this is what God has done for us. Now, brother, read in that next chapter. Amen. That second chapter and the seventh verse, and read what he said here. Amen. I like this. Amen. It's all good.
For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee.
For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee.
In all the works of thy hand.
In all the works of thy hand.
He knoweth thy walking through the great wilderness.
Listen to this. He knoweth thy walking through this wilderness.
40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee.
Yes.
Thou hast lacked nothing.
Amen. These 40 years. God hath been with thee, and thou hast lacked nothing. Oh, glory. Do you know him? Amen. What is he to you? Praise God. He's brought us from a long, long ways. Praise God. Now, on the journey of living for God, amen. Go to the book of Ruth for me, will you? Amen. The book of Ruth in the first chapter in verse 14 through 17. Amen. We haven't come this far by ourselves.
No,
it's not been my own strength, but it's been God working with me and me working with God. David said, when my heart is overwhelmed,
lead me
to that rock that's higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me. Amen. Well, I'll tell you something. He's been God for a long time. David said, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Amen. He's been God a long time. He's been helping his people for a long time. And David said again, when he got to be an old man, he said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Woo! Amen. That's him. Praise God. That's him. Now read for me. Amen. Ruth, first chapter,
all
amen,
right.
Verse 14 through 17.
All right. And they lifted up their voice.
All right. Now, let me just back up a little bit. Ruth had gone down to this land of the heathens. Naomi had gone down to this land of the heathens, amen, and her sons married girls from this heathen land.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Now, as the time passed by, Naomi's husband passed away, and both these girls' husbands passed away, Naomi's sons, and now Naomi was fixing to go back to Bethlehem, the house of bread, praise God.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And she told her daughters-in-law, Now, you need to go back. It's not going to be so pleasant when I get back to Bethlehem. Amen. And you know, the Old Testament times, if one brother dies, then his widow is to marry his brother. And she said, I don't have any more sons, and I'm too old anyhow. And she said, you go back. All right. So now this is now read for me.
And they lifted up their voice and wept again.
They lifted up their voices.
Orpha kissed her mother-in-law.
Orpha.
But Ruth clave unto
her. Ruth clave unto her.
And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back unto her people.
Yes.
Unto her gods.
Amen.
Return thou after thy sister-in-law.
All right.
And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee.
I want you to listen to this. Ruth said, entreat me not to go from you.
Or to return from following thee.
Or to return
from following thee.
For whether thou goest,
I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people.
Thy people shall
and
be my
thy
people.
God my God.
And thy God my God.
Where
amen.
Thou diest,
amen.
I will die.
All right.
And there will I be buried.
All right. I'm going.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she couldn't be talked away from it.
Yeah.
She couldn't be talked down from it.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
She said, entreat me not to go away from you.
No.
Because I'm going where you go.
Yeah.
She had seen enough about God in Naomi's life. No doubt. Amen. Until she decided, I'm going to follow this God.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to go with this people.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. And in other words, she was saying, Naomi, you can tell me the troubles I'm going to face when I get there. But please, please, don't talk to me about going back. Amen.
Well, yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm planning to go. Praise God. That one song said, here I stand at the foot of this old mountain, and I can't even see the top in view.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long it's going to take to climb it,
yeah.
But I got all my faith, dear Lord, in you. And I've made up my mind I'm going to make it. I don't care if this valley is deep and wide. And I don't care if this mountain that I'm about to climb reaches all the way up to the sky. I'm planning to go. Planning to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You ought not let the devil hear you talking like you talk sometimes. Amen. People say, well, I don't know if something don't happen. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go. Don't know if I'm going to be able to continue on. You ought not talk like that. Don't let the devil hear you saying, I might not be able to make it. Amen. Say like Ruth did. Praise God, I'm going. I believe we can. Now, we need to keep in our mind that God is controlling everything. And he don't let anything come on me that I'm not able to take along, that I'm not be able to overcome. Praise God. He's going to see to it that no trouble is going to overtake me as long as I pray and seek God. Amen. Praise God. Now, you may think you're standing at a place of impossibilities, and you don't know if you're going to be able to go or not. But I'm saying this, you can make it if you try. There was one sorry preacher years ago that he wasn't home most of the time, and he reached the time when they didn't even have a place to live, and one of the other preachers said, "I got a rent house down here. I'll let y'all move into." And he took him a bushel of green beans. They didn't have anything to eat. He set a bushel of green beans at their door, and came back the next day, and there set that bushel of green beans untouched, and he said, "Well, aren't you gonna? What about these beans?" And this sorry preacher said, "Aren't you gonna break them for me?" Amen. Praise God. We got to learn to use what we have. God told Moses, "What is that in your hand?" Amen. He says, "Just a rod." Amen. Amen. But God used that rod. Praise God. Praise God. And so it don't matter what you're facing. And I don't mean to sound unsympathetic and sound like I don't care what you're going through or what you're facing. But I'm saying it doesn't matter what you're facing. If God helps you, you're going to be able to make it. Amen. If you get help from the Almighty, then you're going to be able to make it. Praise God. Now, let me recite this to you. If you strike a thorn or a rose, keep going. If it hails or if it snows, keep going. There's no need to sit and whine if the fish ain't on your line. Bait your hook and keep trying. And keep going. Amen. If the weather kills your crop, just keep going. Though it's hard to reach the top, just keep a going. Hey, but supposing you're out of every dime, yet being broke, it ain't no crime. Tell the world you're feeling fine, and keep a going. Amen. Praise God. When it looks like all is up, keep going. Amen. Drain the sweetness from your cup, and keep a going. See the world verge on its wings. Hear the birds that sweetly sing. If you feel like singing, sing. Keep your chin up. And keep a going. Amen. Hey! Amen. You may feel like you can't take one more step. Do it in Jesus' name. Do it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hey! Glory to God. Do it in Jesus' name. Praise God. I know the devil draws a line every once in a while and said, "You're not going past here." Has he ever done that to you? See, this is it. You're not going past here. Amen. And I knew, Brother Randy, I knew I wasn't going to be able to get past there if the Lord didn't help me. But the Lord helped me. And after a while, I looked and that line was back behind me. Amen. And the black folks sang, "My soul looks back and wonders how I got over." Amen. You can make it if you try. Praise God, you can make it if you try. Well, when God got to helping Paul and Silas, amen, they got carried away when the Holy Ghost got to moving. They tried to persuade them to leave, and they didn't even want to leave the jail. Praise God, amen. And where's home if he's there? Praise God. And so take courage today, saints. Take courage today. Amen. The world's look. You might be surprised who's watching you. Amen. You might be surprised who's got their eyes on you. And you'll not only mess up yourself, amen, you'll mess up some other people that's got confidence in you. Let's keep on going. Let's keep on going. Praise God. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? I believe he's going to help his people, don't you? Well, he's done it up till now. He's done it up till right now. And why would he bring us this far and leave us now? Amen. Glory. Amen. Well, I've made up my mind I'm going to make it. I don't care if this valley's deep and wide. I don't care if this valley I'm about to climb reaches all the way up to the sky. mountaintop in view. I don't know how long it's gonna take to climb it, but I've got all my faith, dear Lord, in you. Oh, I've made up my mind, I'm gonna make it. I don't care if this valley's deep and wide. I don't care if this mountain that I'm about to climb reaches all the way up to the sky. Many times I've been blinded by my teardrops, and I've often let my troubles get me down. Oh, I'm more determined than I've ever been to make it. Lord, I won't let anything stop me now. Oh, I've made up my mind, I'm gonna make it. I don't care if this valley's deep and wide. I don't care if this mountain I'm about to climb reaches all the way up to the sky. Oh, I've made up my mind, I'm gonna make it. I don't care if this valley's deep and wide. I don't care if this mountain that I'm about to climb reaches all the way up to the sky. Oh, I don't care if this mountain that I'm about to climb reaches all the way up to the sky. Many times I've been blinded by my teardrops, and I've often let my troubles get me down. But I'm more determined than I've ever been to make it. Lord, I won't let anything stop me now. I've made up my mind, I'm gonna make it. I don't care if this valley's deep and wide. I don't care if this mountain that I'm about to climb reaches all the way up to the sky. Amen.
How many's made up your mind you're going to make it?
Huh? I'm going to make it. I've got to make it. I ain't got no choice but to make it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Failing is not the option. Huh? Amen. Turning back is not even in the conversation. I've got to make it. I'm going to make it. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many appreciate that preaching this morning? Thank God. Thank God. Appreciate that. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank God. Appreciate again this wonderful one. Words of encouragement. Somebody said, preacher, do you really think that it's all that it's said to be? If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't try for it. Amen. I've heard it for years, and I've made up my mind. I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. We used to sing that song there at the church. I've made it. I've made it, and I'm going to make it, and I'm going to do everything that I can to make it. I'm not going to let nothing hinder me. Praise God. Going to press on. Praise God. Hallelujah. So anyway, thank God. Good to see you this morning again. Appreciate that, Brother Peach. And appreciate that good preaching. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Steve, you and Sister Barrett want to sing one this morning? Huh? Hallelujah. Come on, if you can. I know you will. And even if the baby wakes up, she'll just add in to it. She'll just put her part in where it needs to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on and sing for us. Thank God again this morning. And we're ever so thankful again for them coming to be with us. And want to say to all those that, again, we appreciate all the evangelists and those that have come to help make this meeting what it is. Praise the Lord. So, anyway, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I'll just keep on going. How about you? Praise the Lord.
When he walks among us with all that he does, all of his mercies and all of his love, if the pen of the writer could write every day, even this world could never contain how I have been blessed. The warmth in the winter, the flowers in spring, the laughter in summer, and the changing of leaves. The food on my table, a good place to sleep, clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. I have been blessed.
I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
Arms that will raise, a voice that can call, hands that can touch, legs that can walk, ears that can listen, eyes that can see. Oh, I've got to praise him as long as I breathe.
So good to me, precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
My shoulder to lean on.
Listen now.
When I am down, the rock where I run to when I'm overwhelmed. The place where he hides me under his wings. He's not just a soul. He's the very reason I sing. I have been blessed. Oh, I have been blessed.
God's so good to me, precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. So good to me, precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
Oh, why don't you lift your hands and give him praise? Lift your hands and give him praise. He has been good. So very good. Hallelujah. Thank y'all. Brother Steve will be preaching in the youth service tonight. And Brother Brian Doble will be preaching in the youth service tonight, so we're looking forward to hearing from them. Now, I might mention this. that Brother Peach has some CDs up there in the, before I forget it, got some money for you, brother. Somebody, several of them. And so if you'd like to have a CD, I know you'll appreciate that. We are, by the help of the Lord, making copies of the messages and the services. So if you want them, we'll try to get a pad and get you to write your name, address,